I got a couple guys for you. Eric Berry, his heel again was bothering him. He's got tendonitis back there, and we're just, you know, he works a few days, and then it, you know, bothers him and inflames a little bit, and then we back off. Catapano, he's been battling this virus, and so he's still battling it. So he wasn't feeling very good today, so we backed off him there. Good work today. Again, a lot of work, but we got a lot of things done. So feel positive about the guys and the effort that they're giving. As far as the game goes, I really don't have play time. I can tell you what I normally do is the one quarterback normally gets the first half. So, and then we kind of go from there. But I haven't set that with the players or the coaches yet. So time's yours.
Sorensen gets in there again for Berry. What did he learn against Cincinnati?
Yeah, you know what? He actually played pretty good against Cincinnati. He had a lot of good snaps. You get an idea of the speed of the game, right? So once you get into game time, and each one of these preseason games gets a little faster and a little faster. So and then the season's faster than that. But it was good for him to get in there and get that experience.
What did he bring you?
Well, it looks like he's a solid football player. I mean, we need to see more. But it looks like he's a smart kid, solid player. Was a good tackler in that game. Did well with his coverages. So, that was kind of what.
One more from me. Demetrius Harris, he got a penalty in the game today. Did you say something to him, or did you like to see that enthusiasm after he slam dunked?
I missed it.
Well, anyway, he caught a nice.
I'm glad you told me, though, because now I'll get on him.
I don't want to get him in trouble. But just on him. I mean, he finally got.
I'm going to tell him that you told me and that.
He finally got to play in a game the other night. I mean,
yeah.
We've seen what he can do on a practice field.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, he's kind of, you know, he was a basketball player when he got here, and he's transformed himself into a football player, and there's something that goes with that. There's that physical part. Not the basketball is not physical, but this is even another step up. So, and you have to do it day in and day out, and that's what he's done.
What was your evaluation of
Kush
played on Thursday? Kush? Yeah,
what was the good things he did? Yeah, so Kush brings a lot of energy to the huddle and to his group. He was working with the twos. Again, he's a smart kid and a tough kid. He's still continuing to learn and he gets better every day.
I remember you said you like energy givers. I mean, what are some of the things he does to kind of give energy to that group?
Well, you talk to him for 5 minutes and you feel it. He's going to look you in the eye and then every play he's going to give you 110%, whether it's right or wrong. Yeah, so he's got a mixture going right now. He's got to continue to get better. But if he's going to make a mistake, it's 100 miles an hour. If he does it right, it's 100 miles an hour, and you appreciate that.
How different does that guy look physically compared to last year? It seemed like he gained a lot of strength.
Well, he has. He has. He's put on some weight. You see that with linemen. Normally you get about 10-pound increase that first year and on the average. So he's done that, and he looks strong and more physical. He's not getting thrown around like he did when he was lighter. No, the effort would have been there, but the ability to hunker down, to kind of drop your weight and get in that sprawl position, he wouldn't have been able to do that.
Coach, the money and the highlights often go to running backs, wide receivers, but how much of an impact can your tight ends be?
Well, this offense has been tight end friendly, so over the years. So to have 3, 4, 5 of them that can play for you out here is a good thing. And then we just have to see the numbers that you keep. It's normally varied between 2 and 3 tight ends. So there's some pretty good battles going on.
Bob, if you're watching 9-on-7, what do you get out of that?
Well, both sides know they're going to run the football.
Right.
So you really get to see fundamentals big time on how you're going to stop the run. Are the hands tight from both guys? Are they fighting for position? How's the balance? How high are you? You're willing to play? You know, you have enough counteraction in there where it holds a linebacker somewhat honest, and then that just overall toughness, that competition against each other, I think is important.
It seems like a practice drill that is as old as the hills. I mean, did you do 9-on-7 when you were in BYU?
Yeah, we did, but it was only like 2 plays because we threw the ball every down.
Last one, Coach, the biggest difference between Josh and Martin from last year to this year, since he's trained with Tamba Holly, what's the biggest thing that's jumping out at you now?
Well, one thing Tamba does, besides being a great player, but he works his hands every day. And so he's really incorporated that into teaching all the linebackers that, and Gary's big on that too, Gary Gibbs. So, but that ability to use his hands and counter the offensive lineman's punch is probably the thing you've seen the best from him.